A Heart Like His, Intimate Reflections on the Life of David, by Beth Moore. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Brodman & Holman Publishers. A Heart Like His is read by Beth Moore.
I am so excited that you are coming along with me on this excursion. This journey has all the romance, mystery, intrigue, love, betrayal, and majesty of the greatest epic. But why, you may ask, should we study David? I believe he is extremely important for several reasons. First, he was a man with a tremendous relationship with God, called a man after God's own heart. His songs and poetry inspire us to worship. Since we believe that an intimate love relationship with God is the highest blessing possible in this life or the next, David is a worthy subject for our study. Another reason to study David is because he was a wondrously complex man, a musician and a warrior. He was capable of both the highest loyalty and the most base sin. In David, we see the very best and the very worst in the human species. Getting to know David allows us to get to know ourselves. A third reason to study David involves his relationship to Jesus Christ, the Messiah. In many ways, David prefigures Christ. As we study David, we will come both to understand and to appreciate our Savior in new ways. I believe strongly in a fourth reason to study David. Simply stated, he's in the Bible. You see, Bible study saved my life. I believe studying God's Word has enormous life-enhancing value. In many different ways, I have benefited from spending time in God's Word. As you listen to David's story, I encourage you to read the Scripture passages from your own Bible. We will devote our study to answering practical questions about being a person after God's own heart. We will ask, how can a person be forgiven and restored after sin? How can a person continue to be faithful to God when nothing seems to be going his or her way? How can a person find God when he or she feels all alone? And finally, how important is God's influence on the family? Let us begin our study with Scripture's first mention of David. We will end with his last breath. David appears in chapter 16 of 1 Samuel in turbulent circumstances. Hear how the opening words of the chapter ring with change. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul? Since I have rejected him as king over Israel, fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." This verse supplies interesting facts to file away. Saul had been rejected as king of Israel. Samuel the prophet had been grieving over Saul. Samuel, uncharacteristically, argued with God. He said, "How can I go? Saul will find out and kill me." Samuel the prophet took a heifer for a sacrifice and set out for the Bethlehem home of a man named Jesse, a man with six of the finest sons in all Israel. And did I mention those six had a kid brother? When Samuel arrived in Bethlehem, he announced his peaceful intentions and invited the village to attend the sacrifice. When Jesse arrived, Samuel's heart leaped at the sight. The eldest son, Eliab, was certainly king material. But God gave a clear no. Each of the sons of Jesse followed, each with the same result. A slightly puzzled Samuel inquired, "Are these all the sons you have?" Have you ever felt like the youngest son, the consummate little brother? You don't have to be male and you don't have to have siblings to feel that way. In fact, I don't think anyone escapes the feeling completely. The few glimpses we see of David and his brother suggest that he knew the sting of being left out. I believe his wisdom and meditative nature got its start in the loneliness of a little brother, accustomed to being put down and ostracized. When Samuel asked Jesse if he had any other sons, Jesse answered, "There is still the youngest, but he is tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives." David, a young teenager, arrived on the scene with no idea what awaited him. He was handsome, with a reddish complexion, and no doubt smelled like sheep. He obviously was not his own father's first choice, nor Samuel's. But as verse 7 tells us, the Lord said to Samuel, "The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord..."